Here's your Omaha area forecast from KETV NewsWatch 7 on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
Partly sunny with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms on Saturday, highs mid-80s. We're partly cloudy heading into Saturday night, lows upper 60s. Another chance of afternoon showers and storms Sunday, but a better chance for Sunday night, highs upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kyle Gravel with KETV NewsWatch 7.
Mark Levin, the one man that really, truly gets hit.
So why are they talking up the minimum wage when the minimum wage destroys low-income households, destroys opportunities for young people, and destroys businesses that are operating on thin margin? Why is that considered compassionate? Why are Republicans repeating that like Mitt Romney? And what's this stuff about income inequality? Do you know what the world would look like if we had income equality? We'd look like North Korea.
When Mark speaks, people listen. Mark Levin, weeknights 6 to 9 on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the program producer or sponsor and not those of NRG Media, LLC.
This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode!
Karen!
Hey, Joe, can you believe, you know what the date is today?
I can't even believe that it's almost June.
I know, it's May 31st.
No,
where
really?
May go?
I don't know, because didn't I just deliver a May basket to you?
No, you forgot. Maybe next year.
It wasn't your door. I rang the doorbell and
oh,
ran.
Yeah,
it wasn't
right,
you.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay, sorry.
Okay, Jode. But, Jode, you know how we're always looking at our diet and watching our diet like everyone is?
Yes.
Well, I gave up Twinkies years ago. How about you?
You know, I never liked Twinkies. I was a Hostess Cupcake kind of girl.
Yeah, that was better.
That and Ding Dongs.
No, you're right.
No, not Ho-Ho's.
Yeah, those were good,
I'm
too.
Not calling you a Ho-Ho, but what I'm saying is that I really liked eating those. They were delish. And
geez,
so
you don't give me a May basket, you call me a Ho-Ho. I'm leaving.
It's the Jody Show. It's the Beat with Jody Vinci.
It's the one beat.
That's
with Jode.
Right. That's right.
Well, Jode, my Twinkie thing had a point to it.
Okay.
The point is that yogurts, a lot of yogurts, have more sugar than a Twinkie. Can you believe that?
You know what? People think they're
eating
healthy
don't know that.
When they're eating yogurt.
I know it.
And now they're trying to say Greek yogurt. But it's so funny. You're right.
I know.
And if they look, some of these yogurts that are low fat or, you know, fruit on the bottom, have as much as 30 to 35 grams,
and that's like a can
sugar.
Of Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What
and they're little. They're little with all that those grams
yeah.
of sugar.
So are you saying eat Twinkies, or?
I'm saying look at your
yogurt.
Do they
still make Twinkies, Karen?
What?
Didn't Hostess, do they still make, oh, our producer
do
Mike
they still
say
make
yes.
Twinkies? Yeah.
We think Twinkies made a comeback. We hope so. I don't know.
We hope so. Anyway, Joe, this is kind of ironic. We were trying to get Maya Angelou. Is it Angelou?
Angelo,
mm-hmm. on the show because she was coming to Omaha.
Right.
And we had made a couple phone calls, almost got her. I can't believe she passed away this week.
Yeah, that's so sad.
What a remarkable lady.
Yeah, terrific. I mean, I think she was Oprah's guru.
Yeah, you're right.
And, you know, I think Oprah did so many things because of the influence of Maya Angelou. So that's too bad. So may she rest in peace. 86 years old. She had obviously a beautiful life.
Beautiful life. And Caged Bird was her book.
And
it's her autobiography.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
you know,
she was. Yeah.
And Patrick Swayze's widow wed.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah,
Lisa Neme,
I think it is. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Listen, there's hope for me. She's 57.
I showed.
And she tied the knot with
you don't want to live
jeweler.
In Palm Beach, Florida,
I do
you?
Not. Not like our cousins. No.
No,
Palm Beach is fabulous, but you just kind of have to start talking like this. And it's, I'm sure, because of your facelifts being so tight that you cannot talk. No, we love our family there, and we love Palm
down
Beach.
There, huh?
That's right. So we're so happy for her. 57 years old.
Yeah, she was
married.
Devastated when he died.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful.
They were married, I think, Patrick was in here for 34 years.
Were they really?
Yeah.
She got married really young.
Yeah, she did. That's
but Jode, hate to bring this up.
Oh, Karen,
sorry, Jode, but guess who got married last week?
Gee, I can't guess because it wasn't all over the news.
Let me give you a hint. Let's see. Her brother didn't go.
Yeah, why didn't her brother go?
She's got,
He did go, and then he went.
He left.
Yeah, he left. There must have been some family squabble.
I don't know. Rob Kardashian, I think he doesn't feel good about himself. He's very overweight. But there has to be something more to it than that.
Something, yeah. And I'm sure she's probably
we'll
hard
never
on him.
Find
he's
out.
Probably eating too many yogurts, but... Yeah, so it was the Kanye
Twinkies.
West. Right, it was the Kanye West and...
it was the Kimye wedding.
The Kimye wedding.
And this one might last longer than 73 days.
Do you think?
I think so.
I think he would not let this marriage fail.
Yeah,
I think
I know.
He's so egotistical that to him, even if they were on the outs, he wouldn't matter. I think he will...
It's really important to him.
He's all about
you
winning.
You know, he was really close to his mom. I always felt bad.
Yeah, he was.
That she died and she didn't have to die.
But you know, when she died, I think that's kind of when he went off the deep end a little bit. And he just kind of did little crazy things.
And it was like, wasn't she getting a facelift or something? All these... That's
and she died from the anesthetic.
Yeah, my gosh.
Okay, that's just...
That's horrible.
Yeah,
that's horrible. So I'm very happy for him. I hope he's happy with her. And they have little Northwest... And guess who's taking his name, Jode?
Is she taking his
name?
Yeah,
she is. It's Kim Kardashian West.
Oh, okay. So she's keeping the Kardashians.
Yeah, she's keeping... Because
that's certainly going to continue to open doors, not like West wouldn't, for God's sakes. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Kim West and Northwest.
Well,
then they'll have a little East-West.
I hope so. Yeah.
No, that's great.
And hopefully the marriage won't go south. Thank you very much. And I'll be here all week.
But
please
bomb.
Try the chopped liver.
Very good, Joe.
Tip your waiters and waitresses.
Well, you got to hand it to Jody Vinci, my
I'm
partner here. We have a great show, Joe.
We do. It's kind of author. It's a little
author-ish
bit of a theme week.
And, yeah, well, two of authors, author J.P. Hansen, The Bliss List. He's quite the go-getter, J.P.
Yes, he is.
And?
Barb Malik,
uh-huh.
Who wrote a book titled, which I love, Soft Like Steel.
It's a great title.
Yeah.
It's about her grandmother raising her children alone during the 1930s.
I know.
And then our final guests have to do with the Roses show Tarzan.
Oh.
And the Omaha Theater Company, Matt Gushick, is coming, and Walter Shetley. And we want to mention, of course, OmahaFastFoods.com. And we'll be right back
with J.P. Hansen.
We know them girls who make quite a statement. They're pure entertainment to us. We know them girls who razzle and dazzle and speckle and spackle us all. These wondrous girls have become legends in time.
Dashing in new fashion design.
Such fame, no matter style, the length, the cut, or the hue. Such royal babes. We know a girl both shy and vivacious and somewhat flirtatious to boot. We know a girl extremely curvaceous.
Be a star in Las Vegas, what a hoot!
We know a girl who creates her own look.
Jim, I think I'm going to become a party planner.
Good, this Friday works for me.
No, I'm serious. I was talking with our neighbor Mary, and her daughter Amber's graduation is coming up. She asked me if I had any ideas for her party.
And?
Well, I told her to go to Mangelson's. They have everything a person needs for a graduation party. Tableware, invitations, banners, all sorts of decorations, including Mylar balloons with the colors and logos of area high schools.
Well, so much for Friday. Hey, didn't you get a bunch of cake decorating supplies from Mangelson's for Maddie's graduation a few years ago?
Yes, remember those graduation themed mints I made? Also, I bought my cookie cutters and cake pans and the cupcake liners there.
Now, what if Mary doesn't have time to make a cake?
Well, if she doesn't, I told her to visit the Farmhouse Cafe next door. They have party trays loaded with sweet treats, appetizers, sandwiches, all sorts of food for her party.
I wonder if Mangelson's caters.
Jim, what would they cater for Mary's graduation party?
Popcorn, of course.
Oh, Jim, is popcorn all you ever think about?
What else is there, Pam?
Mangelson's, family run and selling fun since 1961, 84th Street, Westgate Plaza.
It's this simple. Being overweight is dangerous. It can cause cancer, diabetes, liver disease, and a lot more. Losing weight very fast has never been easier than with High-Tech Weight Loss. You can expect to lose 30 or 40 pounds in just 4 weeks. You won't be hungry, and you don't have to buy any special food or supplements. Our doctors and nurses will help you get where you need to be. If you joined us last month, the weight would be gone by now. So call now for a no-charge consultation. 402-453-LOSE. That's 402-453-5673. Now 10 years in Omaha, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Open evenings and weekends by appointment. High-tech weight loss. Safe, fast, permanent. Call 402-453-LOSE. Or visit us on the web at hightechweightloss.com.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jody and I are very happy to have on the phone with us J.P. Hansen. He's an award-winning, best-selling author of three books, a professional speaker, and life coach. Hi, J.P.
Hi, J.P. Welcome.
Hi, Karen. Yeah. Jody. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Oh,
it's our pleasure.
You know what I love to read about you, that for the past 20 years you've helped thousands of people find their dream jobs? How come there's so many people that hate their jobs?
You know, it's a funny phenomenon that when I first wrote the book in 2008, which is The Bliss List, the stat was 4 out of 5 people were unhappy with their jobs. And that was something I used to at the time call the wine flu, not talking about Napa.
Yeah.
And at first glance, people think it's, well, because of all this multitasking and the society we have and texting and you know, all of the trappings that have taken us away from you know, being able to focus.
Yeah, really.
But the same statistic was true back in the early 1900s. So the book takes kind of a stab at that, and I've seen it in my own practice running an executive search firm for 20 years. And, you know, it's definitely something that the book attacks early on, and then there's a practical section that draws on some of my experiences in the professional side.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, I love that line where you said, your vocation should be your vacation.
I wish I said that. That was Mark Twain.
Oh, of course that was. Yeah,
well,
I read that too.
Mark Twain,
J.P. Hansen.
Wait, aren't they synonymous?
Yes,
I don't
they
know.
Are.
I can't sue me.
I don't know. For some reason, I'm looking at your picture, and I'm thinking, okay, Mark Twain.
Mark Twain, exactly. The hair,
not
exactly the same.
Yeah, come on, not a problem. Well, I think the hard part is, especially for those folks that are in the corporate jobs, they always say that, a lot of people don't leave the company, they leave their managers, or they leave who they're working for.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
And so how do they get around that issue? What do they do?
Well, there's about 17 different answers. And the first is, it's based in trust. Once, I believe, you don't trust your manager anymore, and it's easy to have that type of feeling now because we've come off the worst job market in the last 50 years pretty recently, and people were scrambling just to keep their jobs for the most part around that period. It's lifted a little bit now, but there's still the sting from before, and there are a lot of people I talk to in sales and marketing and general management that just got donuts on their bonus. So the immediate thing to do is blame the other person.
Of course. But
I think it stems a lot on a deeper level on how you view yourself. And people don't generally like to hear that, but there's a great quote from my friend Wayne Dyer that I put in the book that's something along the lines of, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yeah, and I love that.
And a lot of the training I've had in life coaching is helping people change the way they look at things.
Sure. It's their attitude, huh?
Yeah,
it
absolutely is. Uh-huh. You can start the day off great, you can start the day off poorly, and no matter what, Henry Ford had a great quote, whether you think you can, whether you think you can't, either way you're right. And that also is true with your attitude.
I mean, I'm sure of it. Yeah. Well, and also attitude, you have to have gratitude. I think that's
attitude,
the thing.
Gratitude.
A lot of people, so many
good
people
one,
are
Joe.
Not even grateful. But our unemployment rate is so low that, you know, for those folks, truly, they should feel blessed that they have a job and gratitude and all that. And I love that, you know, you're a life coach, but as well, you wrote a novel. I mean, how did that happen? So you're a life coach, you recruit, you're a corporate recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
Your background, it appears that you've been with blue chip companies, Nestle, Bristol-Myers, Squibb, Johnson Wax, ConAgra, and then you studied English and economics, which I get the English part, so that would help you to write this novel. But
he won all these awards, too, Joe,
and the novel,
for
the novel, Pink Slips and Glass Slippers. I love the title.
Oh, yeah, it's number one on Amazon within its first week, it was.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
It started as a dare. I wish I had a more interesting story, but it started as a dare, sitting around a table, and I posed the question over a couple glasses of wine. If you were on a deserted island, you could bring one book, what would it be?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
And so somebody blurts out a book I won't name, but it's a very, very popular romance novel.
Sure. It does it have a lot of shades on it?
No, not that one.
Oh, okay.
No, no colors.
Good one, though.
Good, Joe. That's good.
That would qualify, too. So I just went on a tirade about how that book wasn't even romance. And then I made the mistake of crossing the line.
Oh.
I said, I can do so much better. So then somebody goes, okay, Mr. Blissless, then do it. I'm like, no, you can't use me against me.
Yeah.
So I sat down and I spent the better part of 3 months just... I loved Karen's quote in Omaha Magazine. It was the faucet that was turned on in my brain.
Yeah, right.
And it just wrote itself. It was so much fun to write. I thought it was hysterical because it went against, it defied gravity in many ways, because when it did hit number one, with a name like JP, nobody knows I'm a guy. They just automatically assume that I'm a female because
sure.
It's in that genre. And in fact, the top 100 romance books at the time when mine was number one, out of the top 100, only two were written by men.
All right.
Yeah.
How
well, especially
that?
With romance novels. I mean,
yeah,
you're a minority in the romance
totally.
Novel arena, I'm assuming.
Yeah, JP, I can't believe it only took you 3 months to
well,
do...
Well, 3 months to write the better part of the first draft, and then mm-hmm. another year to go through 4 estrogen editors to get it to a point where I felt like I could publish it.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's still... People take years and years and years.
Years and years. We had someone on. It took her 10 years. She finished. Yeah.
Well, Hemingway took 10 years to write Old Man and the Sea, 32,000 words. So.
Oh, wow.
See?
But he did win the Nobel Prize.
Well, that's exactly right. And it helped that he had a good last name as well.
Yeah.
That's always helpful. I think it's great. So, JP, pink slips and glass slippers. So, of course, I'm thinking pink slips. Someone's getting fired. Hired? Is it corporate world?
Is that right?
What is
or
it?
Do you want to tell us?
There might be.
Okay.
All right.
We'll have to read the book, huh?
Let's just say that people, after reading the book, are very complimentary about how the title fit into the story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, there is a component of my drawing back to the corporate days, and mm-hmm. I take a shot at a fictional wink-wink drug company, and... And it also tackles the subject of office romance.
Ah.
And so it's not quite as forbidden fruit as the 50 Shades you were talking about, but it's got some steam. One reviewer, which we later used on the cover, wrote steamy yet substance. And I loved that. I thought, why didn't I think of that? Well,
mm-hmm. absolutely. Because mm-hmm. a lot of steamy novels don't have a lot of substance. They're really, it's the sizzle,
that's
not necessarily
true.
The steak.
That is true.
You know?
And you said that Bliss List is coming out in a paperback version?
It just was released about 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
yep.
Cool.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Barnes & Noble in Omaha has it. And actually, Bob Condella, who's the manager at the Barnes & Noble at Oakview, is a friend. And he was instrumental in playing a little devil's advocate on the title that I originally had, which was called Dream Job, and he talked me into what became the Bliss List. So
oh,
yeah, I like
great.
That title.
Yeah,
I think
too.
That's good. That's catchy.
Clever. It's
yeah,
very
it's
clever.
Better than yeah, because I think the Dream Job's so generic that it has a little ring to it. The three P's of a winning interview for folks out there that are looking for their dream job: the three P's: prepare, practice, persuade.
That's from JP.
That's from JP. Mm-hmm. And practice and persuade. I would agree with all three of those. Absolutely. And I think it's important that if for folks out there that are looking for their dream job, they read the Bliss List, and then once they have their dream job and they have downtime, they can read JP's novel, Pink Slips and Glass Slippers.
Absolutely. JP, I have a question for you. If someone dared you to run for president, would you?
Well, if you want to finance it, I'll give it a run.
Okay. Forget that.
Thanks for the compliment, but I don't want to take a pay cut.
Oh. That is true.
Oh, goodness.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, well, that's true. And, you know, senator, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? I think it's great. Well, I think this, you know, we're flipping through looking at some of the background on you, and it is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing
what you've
accomplished, because you're not that old, I know. I see your picture here.
That picture might have been taken 20 years ago.
Yeah, we don't know. That's true.
That
it could have been taken 20 years
come on,
ago,
JP.
I'll shed a little light on that. I'm going to my 30-year Boston College reunion this weekend.
Oh, you're still young.
You can do the math.
You're very young.
I'm young enough to walk upright. I'm old enough to, you know, to... to laugh about what I was like when I was younger.
Right, I think we're about the same age.
Well, JP, tell us where we can get your book, Pink Slips and Glass Slippers.
Best bet for that is Amazon. Okay. And then for the Bliss List, Barnes & Noble has a bunch of them.
Great.
Well, that's great. Again,
wonderful.
Well, that is wonderful. We appreciate you spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Again, J.P. Hansen, Pink Slips and Glass Slippers, and his other book, The Bliss List, The Ultimate Guide to Living the Dream at Work and Beyond.
Uh-huh. Thanks much, J.P.
Thank you, Karen and Jody.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokolov Theater is Ida, a powerful drama set in post-war Poland about a soon-to-be nun who meets her only living relative, an aunt who reveals the girl's Jewish parents were killed during the Nazi occupation. Also showing is Belle, a period drama from director Amma Asante about a mixed-race woman who was born into aristocracy, whose uncle helped end slavery in England. A great director series dedicated to French New Wave filmmaker Jacques Demy runs through June 12th. This week, the series features two films starring the incomparable queen of French cinema, Catherine Deneuve, Donkey Skin, and the Young Girls of Rockford. Forever Young is a family-friendly series, and this spring, the series celebrates 100 years of Charlie Chaplin on screen with four feature-length programs of his short films. That's what's showing at the Ruth Sokolov Theater.
No matter the weather, in December or June, it's always great in a Malibu sunroom.
Meet Gary Kaufman for Malibu Sunrooms.
I'm very happy with what Malibu has done. They have made this project a turnkey project. It starts from start to finish. They took full responsibility of everything they did. I experienced great person abilities with Malibu. Jack, the owner of it, is wonderful to work with. Everybody from him all the way down to the people that came out there to build the individual steps. They all were easily accessible. They gave me their cell numbers. I could call them at any time. And they continued to make sure everything, 3 years later, they'll still come out and look at the house. And I've done a lot of construction over the years, and they do a whole lot more than just any old builder.
No matter what the weather is doing, the weather is always great in a Malibu sunroom.
Online at MalibuSunrooms.com.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, welcome back. In the studio joining us is Barb Malik, who is the author of Soft Like Steel, which is a terrific novel, and it is chronicling the life of her grandmother, who was from Nebraska as well. Is that correct,
yes,
Barb?
Yes, she sure was.
And kind of the life of the Mennonite family and Dust Bowl. And help us, walk us through this journey, Soft Like Steel. I mean, what a great title.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my grandmother had always been a hero of mine. I knew basics of her story, and I knew she raised my aunts and uncles by herself, and they turned out to be terrific people and all healthy and had families and doing very well in life. But I never knew her whole story, and she died in 1978, so I wanted to write her story, but I didn't have the basics to be able to do that. And we found her journal.
Oh.
And so I was able to read about her marriage and what she went through. And
so did she keep it from a little girl or from when she got married?
She kept it from when she got married.
Wow.
And actually it was laid out in 9 big events that happened in her life. And I considered those must have been the turning points for her.
Sure.
And so that's sort of how I base the chapters in my book, based on those turning points in her life.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't that wonderful?
And so her turning points, I mean, you said it's she wrote this the journal after she was married. So what did this, when you were reading it, were there things that you were surprised? Were there things that were
very
happy,
surprised,
sad?
Very surprised. I mean, I knew my grandfather had abandoned her with the children. But actually, I started to do some research, and I found some family members in central Nebraska of my grandfather's.
Oh, okay.
And I was able to go and interview them, and I found out things that even my mom and her brothers and sisters did not know about him, and how he was adopted, what his family was like. How generations had abandoned their families.
Oh, boy.
And that was very cathartic for them, because it brought a lot of healing that he didn't leave because of them. He left because of his past, because of the way he was raised, and that was very healing to them, I think.
Oh, sure.
And so you did not know him. He died before you.
No, he did not die until I was probably in my early 30s.
Oh, you knew your grandfather.
No, I met him a couple of times.
Oh, because he wasn't around.
He abandoned the family.
He was not around. Yeah, he lived in Missouri.
Okay.
I remember being introduced a couple of times, but my other grandfather had died before I was born, and I had no idea even what a grandfather was, so he didn't really mean anything to me when he was introduced, but.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that something?
And is there a particular message that you want to share, you know, from the book?
I think the main message I want to share about my grandmother is that even though these horrible things happened to her, and she was abandoned, she raised children during the Dust Bowl when they were on the brink of starvation. He went north to work to bring back money, but came back with no money because he'd spent it on prostitutes. So they had nothing, but yet again, she rose above it all. She was always seeking out ways so that she could raise money for them. She was a fighter. She raised them not to be bitter, to not hate, and they came through it. I feel like my life is the way it is because of her.
So she inspired you through her journey.
Right, because she did not give in to bitterness. And so my life is not filled with bitterness and anger.
Isn't it so much healthier, though? I mean, truly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the lessons that we can teach our children and generations to come is that forgiveness and not to hang on to, you know, the bad and the bitterness and the anger. And especially with when you're talking about these 11 unfortunate things that happened to her and these milestones that happened to your grandmother, easily she could be bitter. Because some of these people that have come through this are so, you know, they're strong women. Some of them are tough as nails. And they're bitter.
And that's what makes them tough. Well, hence the title, Soft Like Steel.
Right.
I mean, she was really strong, but she was always very soft.
Yeah. She was
a
warm,
very
caring
forgiving
mother.
And loving and everything. So she was really someone to admire. And I'm so glad I got to write the book about her.
Yeah. Oh, and she would be so happy that you did it, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm hoping she's looking down and seeing it
and you're carrying
overjoyed
on
at that.
Her legacy.
Yeah.
You're carrying on the family.
Yeah.
And
right.
you said you have four kids and they've all read it.
Yes.
And what
have.
Do they think?
Oh, they loved it.
I bet.
And learned, I'm sure,
like
a
family history.
Yeah. Well, like I said, my mom and her brothers and sisters learned a lot.
Isn't that something?
Because they had just never talked about him. They really had never
too painful
dealt with it all or took the time to learn what his past was really like. And like I said, it was a real healing thing for the family to understand that it was not their fault.
Yeah, that's
you know how kids feel that way when their father leaves. Like it's their fault that the father left.
Well, and it's as you said, it was cathartic for the family to understand and to finally realize why he left or why he abandoned, because it was his demons and what he was dealing with. I think as well, it sounds like it was cathartic for your kids, your family. I mean,
because
it was
very
just,
much.
Yeah, it was eye opening, which is terrific. Did all of this take place in Nebraska?
No, she moved to Iowa City. He had gone to prison for a time because he stole from the man he was working for. So he went to prison, and then he really could not get a job in their small town in Nebraska when he came out. So he took the family to Iowa, had her leave her whole family, her extended family, to come to Iowa with him, leaving it all behind, and they settled in Iowa City. And so the second part of the book takes place there.
I see.
During the World War II years.
Okay. And he periodically abandons her. It wasn't like one abandonment and then he...
No, many.
So she always took him back, and then he...
Well, she was a Mennonite woman.
I know.
And
that's what you do.
She didn't know where to go. And, you know, women didn't exactly have a lot of opportunity.
No, not at all.
Back in the 1930s and 40s, and especially a woman with eight children.
Eight children.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So no welfare during that time either, so...
Yeah. Oh, we're so appreciative that you wrote this because, you know, it makes me think of my grandmother, you know, and how strong women are so nice, you know, that's part of your family.
Right. Well, and I think the inspirational piece of mm-hmm. this is that it, no matter what happens in your life, everyone has, you know, there's skeletons in probably everyone's closet.
Exactly.
There is trials and tribulations and hardships yeah. and there's a black sheep in probably every family. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, this the story that you tell is probably, you know, you could place that story in a lot of families in America. Mm-hmm. Today.
So we could all relate to it.
Sure.
That's why the book's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody has a story, and even if you don't get yours published, people should put it down.
I'm
well,
absolutely.
And
write it down.
You got it published, Barb.
Yeah.
I think it's terrific. You
That's
know,
wonderful.
I think, was this Concierge Marketing that published
it? No, it was
Right Live.
Which is an awesome Omaha publishing company.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well,
and they're wonderful. So where can we get the book?
It can be ordered through Amazon or probably best through writelife.com.
Okay, and it's WRITE Life.
Yeah.
And Barb, is this I know this was your first novel. Are you writing your mm-hmm. second?
You know, this story so swept me through it. And I was such a passion that mm-hmm. I've yet to find another story like that.
Yeah.
But I'm open.
Sure.
You know, right now I'm having grandkids and
you're enjoying life
is busy.
Like that.
But, you know, I hope I do find another story I'm as passionate uh-huh. about.
Well, we hope so too, Barb. It's Barb Malik, Soft Like Steel. It's about your grandmother and your grandfather and their families, but it's also their historical periods that you researched
mm-hmm.
the time of the 30s. And that's great. I love the cover.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
It's her grandmother with
yeah.
four grandchildren.
I know.
It's
yeah. Well, Barb, thanks so much, Barb, for being in the studio. We love
you
it. We love the book. And you know what? Hopefully you'll find your passion for your second novel.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you.
We can't wait.
I hope so.
Thanks, Barb.
Hi, this is Andy Greenberg for OmahaFastFoods.com. If you are driving to the supermarket, stop. Go home. Introducing you to OmahaFastFoods.com. Now shop anytime, anywhere, from your home, office, at OmahaFastFoods.com and learn how to become a five-minute shopper that gets you back 2 hours of your life every time you shop. Over 16,000 fresh items direct to your home by same-day and next-day delivery. Did we mention manufacturer's coupons are accepted? Are you home yet? Check out OmahaFastFoods.com.
It's springtime. The days are getting longer, but it seems like you never have enough time to do all those things you wanted to do when you had, well, the time. So, just in the nick of time, here come the landscape design experts of Drop Seed Studio at Kinghorn Gardens. At Kinghorn Gardens, they design outdoor spaces filled with a rich palette of colors, pulling together a diverse environment of plants that don't just look right, but are right. In the end, they'll have created a beautiful and relaxing place where you would be more than happy to spend more time. That's what you get when you work with the creative and experienced professionals of Kinghorn Gardens. Time with friends, time with family, or time to yourself. So click kinghorngardens.com and arrange an appointment with the experts who spent nearly 30 years of time creating beautiful experiences.
At Todd Archer Hyundai in Bellevue, we salute every man and woman that served this country. During our Memorial Day sale, veterans and active military get
double
the military rebates. Plus, shop our huge selection of new Hyundais, all with
double
the factory rebates. Double rebates means double savings, up to $10,000 off select new Hyundais. Plus, get our exclusive double mileage warranty, 10 years, 200,000 miles, like a new 2014 Hyundai Elantra. Zero down and just $179 a month. The Elantra has a 5-star safety rating, and with up to 38 miles per gallon on the highway, the Elantra gives you more value for your money. Or how about the new 2014 Sonata? Up to 35 mpg on the highway and sale price to just zero down and $229 a month. 0% APR for 60 months is now available. Plus, get true zero down financing. Hurry into our huge Memorial Day sale. Veterans and active military get
double
the military rebates. Everyone wants double factory rebates in our double mileage warranty. 10 years, 200,000 miles. So when you think Hyundai, think Todd Archer Hyundai.
Offer to finance and approved credit 36-month lease plus tax, title, and license. See dealer for details.
Here's the thing. When someone tells you that you should use a certain product or a service, you have a healthy bit of skepticism. And that's a good thing. You don't want to pay too much for too little, which is precisely why Myers Automotive Service isn't going to ask you to trust them with your vehicle repair and maintenance. They will, however, ask you to trust their customers.
My name is Holly Goshinsky, and I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. I was looking for a reputable, reasonable mechanic, and I had called my cousin, and she referred me to Myers Automotive. I called, and I spoke with Dwayne. He said, well, you need a battery, and you need to have a tune-up done, so we'll get that done first before we see what the problem is. And once that was done, the problem was solved. I have already hopped on Facebook to tell people about Myers Automotive. I let them know that they've gotten me in on time, they've worked with me really well, and done what I needed to get done.
Find out for yourself the next time you need vehicle maintenance or repair. Myers Automotive Service, 90th and L.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokolov Theater is Ida, a powerful drama set in post-war Poland about a soon-to-be nun who meets her only living relative, an aunt who reveals the girl's Jewish parents were killed during the Nazi occupation. Also showing is Belle, a period drama from director Amma Asante about a mixed-race woman who was born into aristocracy, whose uncle helped end slavery in England. A great director series dedicated to French New Wave filmmaker Jacques Demy runs through June 12th. This week, the series features two films starring the incomparable queen of French cinema, Catherine Deneuve, Donkey Skin, and the young girls of Rockford. Forever Young is a family-friendly series, and this spring, the series celebrates 100 years of Charlie Chaplin on screen with four feature-length programs of his short films. That's what's showing at the Ruth Sokolov Theater.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Well, Jody and I are having such a fun time right now. We have two greatly talented men in the room with us. Artistic director of the Rose Theater, Matt Gutschick, who we've had on before. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
And
thank
who's,
you for
who's your companion there?
This is the fabulous Walter Shatley, an Omaha legend in the theater community.
Yes. Walter!
The Walter Woo. Shatley.
The. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. I mean.
And tell us about Tarzan, but I have a question. Does Tarzan have a theme song? Because I think he should.
Because if they don't, Karen's going to write one.
Because I'm going to have one for him in 10 minutes.
There's an opportunity for you to write a theme song.
I think you're right.
There you go,
Karen. Look at the Lone Ranger. You know, look at all these. They
are. Would it be like, oh,
Superman? See, you've got the yell down.
That would be it.
That would be it. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Matt, you know what?
All right. There's an opportunity.
I know.
All right. Matt, did you pick Tarzan to come here?
I did. It's a story that I've been connected to for a long time, or felt drawn to for a long time. I grew up watching the movie, much like many folks.
Mm-hmm.
And this musical adaptation, you know, sometimes movies don't translate well to the stage. With this sort of expansion, they built upon the Phil Collins songs that are in the movie, and they really made quite a beautiful stage musical with it.
Wow.
They had a run-through last night, and I'm pretty hard to impress, but I legitimately cried some tears and had chills.
Aww.
So
it was because of Shatley over there.
When Clayton, the bad guy, died, I looked up, I saw Matt crying right there.
There was
yeah,
a tear.
I'm sure.
He's hard to impress, but yeah.
My laugh sounds like my weep, so, you know.
It's I don't know, like Matt. I would think you'd be so impressed with being on It's the Beat. I mean, that
yeah, that's right.
Like a
that
lot.
Did it. Walter.
He was crying outside before we came in
I'm
as well.
Sure. He's like, I can't do it. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm sure of it.
Well, Walter, what do you play in the show?
I play the bad guy, Clayton, the guy with the gun. I get to kill a gorilla and then be killed by Tarzan. So, spoiler alert.
Oh, really?
Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. And this is a show for little kids?
This is. Thank you, Walter.
Yeah. Nice. Is there any bloodshed? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
This it's is all really representative. It's not...
No,
the, you
it's
know,
really
it's pretty,
a nice show,
tame.
I know.
Yeah,
what ages would you recommend?
Oh, we're saying that this is good for ages 5 and up. It is a full-length musical, so it's about 2 hours with an intermission.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a child that can't necessarily deal with something that's that long, then we wouldn't necessarily recommend it. But I think given the amount of incredibly aerobic dancing that's going on, the fact that it's chock full of Phil Collins songs, and we know how rhythmic those are,
wow.
I think that it'll keep children's attention really,
and
really
the
well.
The choreography is outstanding, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Sue Bouton does a fabulous job. And
that's
we've
what
got
I amazing. Read, that it's great.
Yeah, she is amazing.
Kids of all ages are in the show, which is one of the important things for us, is for children that come see shows at the Rose to see reflections of themselves on stage. And I think that our director, Kit McKay, has done a fabulous job casting it to do just that.
Yeah, and how many kids are in it?
Oh, gosh, an exact number. It's probably about 20 kids that
are
under the age of 18.
Yeah, and so give me the dates that it's playing. Give us the dates.
Sure. We open on Friday, June 6th, and we play until June 22nd.
Ooh, wonderful.
Shows on Fridays at 7 p.m., Saturdays at 2, and Sundays at 2, and then there's one Thursday 7 p.m. show on the 19th.
All right. And, Walter, you had an interesting story of how you met your wife.
Oh, yes. This actually was right up in the World Herald, too, back in 05
or 06. Is this a Mike Kelly
write-up
or something else?
I don't remember, actually.
Okay.
But you can still, if you do a Google search
oh, yeah,
for Walter
Google.
Shatley and Samantha Shatley and
course.
The Rose and Cinderella, you might actually find the at least a blurb of it. We found it on the Associated Press in, like, London and stuff, too.
sure.
Essentially,
it was in the National Enquirer, I heard.
It might have been, yeah. But it's funny because it started out as entertainment news, and as it got farther and farther away from Omaha, it became more of the news of the weird.
News of
which
the
is
weird?
Funny. But yeah,
no,
we met,
it
we
was
met
called
at,
Odd News.
Yeah.
I go on to that.
Okay.
Yeah. But we met at the Rose. I was in town to do a tour with the Rose, and she was doing the Berenstain Bears, and this was back in 05. And we met. I was getting a tour of the facility of the Rose Theater, which is a beautiful, beautiful theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
met down there when she was rehearsing, and kind of the rest
and
is history. That's
and
a short
that's
version.
You haven't
yeah.
left ever since.
Yeah.
Now, are you from the East Coast? Did you study?
Oh no. I am from Norman, Oklahoma.
Well, hey!
Oh,
jeez, hell!
But, and she's from Memphis, and we met in Omaha.
Oh, good. Aww. So do you enjoy barbecue? You know, you've got the
Of course,
Memphis.
Yeah. We do fight a little bit. I love brisket when I go to barbecue
Absolutely.
Places.
Absolutely.
She, being
Corkies.
A Memphian,
yeah,
denies brisket and chicken as barbecue. She's going to hate that this is going to be on the radio.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Memphis. I was at Corky's. Isn't
yeah.
that Memphis?
She's
yeah.
She's a
yeah.
pulled pork barbecue person. Okay. That's barbecue. Everything else is, like, extra stuff.
Okay. Well, we'll have to have a chat about that. But how about Matt? I just, you know, reading
yeah,
your bio,
Matt.
I'm so impressed.
So impressed.
With the fact that, yes, I mean, yeah. Yale. Hello.
I mean,
yes. Yale. So he received
Yale School of Drama.
His Master of Fine Arts.
Yeah.
Right. In theater management from the Yale School of Drama. Mm-hmm. And that's just recently.
Oh, we're very lucky to have
You're
you.
You're
just
a young
now.
Pup, Matt.
Fun.
Just
well,
a young
you know,
pup.
There is a far more successful graduate in my year. Her name is Lupita Nyong'o. You guys might have
oh,
heard of her.
Oh, sure, Lupita.
Yeah, I went to school with her.
Nice.
Nice. Now,
Whoa.
Do you keep in touch with her?
Very only in the vaguest sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all right. At least you can say you went to school.
She's
with
fabulous,
her.
And she deserves all of this.
Isn't
really,
that
though.
Wonderful?
Oh, that's great.
She truly is.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
I did not uh-huh. see the movie 12 Years a Slave,
wonderful.
But she's
she was wasn't she fantastic?
She was fabulous, and
yeah,
you know
absolutely.
the truth of it is that what you're seeing in the press and on film is very much the person that I knew, you know, and still know.
Yeah, she just seems so humble and so authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That really is, when you see her, you just, you know.
You melt.
Yeah,
you, really
you do.
Melt.
Absolutely. She's
yeah.
totally charming and yeah. extraordinarily intelligent.
Well, Matt, we could say
way.
The same thing about you
yeah.
and everything you've brought to the Rose Theater. What's happening after Tarzan?
Well, after Tarzan, we will go dark on the main stage for a couple of months. We have a ton of education programs.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And
summer
many
programs.
Of those have productions that happen in the Hitchcock, yeah. our smaller theater, or on the main stage even. And then we'll kick off the new season very, very shortly with The Very Hungry Caterpillar and Cat in the Hat and then Wrinkle in Time and then Christmas
and those are
Story,
all
the
wonderful
musical.
Books.
Totally, yeah. So
oh,
we're
yeah,
we're excited for 14-15 as well.
Remember The Hungry Caterpillar, Joe?
Oh,
used
absolutely.
To read it to the kids all the time.
That book is one of my favorites.
And this is Blacklight Theater, so it's something that looks totally unique. It's a really original form of puppetry that will be used
oh,
to tell this story.
Uh-huh.
So it should be really, really fun.
You guys are so creative.
Creative and talented. Oh. I mean, not only that, and I'm just going to brag a little bit about Matt.
Mm-hmm.
He co-authored Awakening. Did you realize that, Karen?
Yeah,
the
that's incredible.
Play? Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
that's... I mean,
and
really.
It toured nationally
Come
and
on.
Received the Chambers Award and a Kauffman Foundation Fellowship, Awakening. Aww,
yeah, Awakening.
It was
wonderful.
A ton of fun. It was a piece that blended theatrical narrative, personal stories, and grand illusion. So I fortunately have a very good friend that is a brilliant actor, storyteller,
mm-hmm.
and he happens to have Copperfield-level skills as a magician as well.
Really?
So, yeah.
Now, would you think Copperfield is real, or do you think that's all smoke and mirrors?
You know...
Or is it more that he's just so theatrical and...
You can appreciate it in a different sense when
right.
you know the mechanism of how it works. It's like watching an extraordinarily gifted ballerina. You know, there's still
right.
a technique and a craft to it
exactly.
that really transcends the method that's used.
You have to be skilled when you do it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And you've
yeah.
got to be inventive. I mean, he's
right.
a total original still.
Right.
So.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, Omaha is super lucky to have
yeah,
Matt
we are.
Here. And Walter, you're a legend, Walter.
Yes.
Oh, only in this guy's mind.
Yes. But I can't say
Walter's
I can't just
mind.
Say Walter. I have to say Walter Shatley.
Walter,
yeah,
Shatley.
Yes, Walter Shatley.
Well,
that sounds so nice.
Yes, and congratulations to you and your wife. You're going to have a little princess
yes,
this
a little
summer.
Girl. End of July.
That's wow. wonderful.
Best of luck with that.
Thank you.
As
and
well with that little pumpkin. That
wait,
little
Joe, let's end with
joy.
That. How do we do it? Do you do that? that in the show? A
lot? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, a lot.
Perfect. Probably a lot
Tarzan
better than...
flies. We do everything.
Oh, that's
okay.
Awesome.
Well,
we want to see
it. The Tarzan yell might be a little bit better at the Rose than it will be right here at It's the Beat Studios, but that's all right.
And so best of luck, Matt Getschick and Walter Shatley.
Walter Shatley and Tarzan.
Thank you so much for being here. You guys are a blast.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure. Uh-huh.
When you're financing a home, it can be rather nerve-wracking. All around you are unknown problems, difficulties, and questions. Wouldn't it be nice to have someone you can trust to guide you through it all? I'm Brent Rasmussen of Mortgage Specialists. As your mortgage lender, I'm completely dedicated to helping you achieve the dream of owning your own home. But don't take my word for it. Here's what my clients have to say.
My wife and I were recommended to visit Brent at Mortgage Specialists when we brought up interest in buying our first home.
We had no idea what the process was for getting a home loan, but Mortgage Specialists did an amazing job helping us understand each step. Whenever we had questions, Mortgage Specialists responded within a half an hour to email or a phone call, even on weekends.
Buying our first home was supposed to be stressful, but with the help of Mortgage Specialists, everything seemed to fall in place. Ben
and Tiffany
Bukacek.
My clients are my top priority. Always have been, always will be. I'm Brent Rasmussen of Mortgage Specialists. Click mtg-specialist.com to find out more. Mortgage Specialists. Driven, trusted, reliable.
NMLS number 5918. Testimonials or active portrayals.
Jim, I think I'm going to become a party planner.
Yeah, this Friday works for me.
No, I'm serious. I was talking with our neighbor Mary, and her daughter Amber's graduation is coming up. She asked me if I had any ideas for her party.
And?
Well, I told her to go to Mangelson's. They have everything a person needs for a graduation party. Tableware, invitations, banners, all sorts of decorations, including Mylar balloons with the colors and logos of area high schools.
Well, so much for Friday. Hey, didn't you get a bunch of cake decorating supplies from Mangelson's for Maddie's graduation a few years ago?
Yes. Remember those graduation-themed mints I made? Also, I bought my cookie cutters and cake pans and the cupcake liners there.
Well, what if Mary doesn't have time to make a cake?
Well, if she doesn't, I told her to visit the Farmhouse Cafe next door. They have party trays loaded with sweet treats, appetizers, sandwiches, all sorts of food for her party.
I wonder if Mangelson's caters.
Jim, what would they cater for Mary's graduation party?
Popcorn, of course.
Oh, Jim, is popcorn all you ever think about?
What else is there, Pam?
Mangelson's, family run and selling fun since 1961, 84th Street, Westgate Plaza.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokolov Theater is Ida, a powerful drama set in post-war Poland about a soon-to-be nun who meets her only living relative, an aunt who reveals the girl's Jewish parents were killed during the Nazi occupation. Also showing is Belle, a period drama from director Amma Asante about a mixed-race woman who was born into aristocracy, whose uncle helped end slavery in England. A great director series dedicated to French New Wave filmmaker Jacques Demy runs through June 12th. This week, the series features two films starring the incomparable queen of French cinema, Catherine Deneuve, Donkey Skin, and the Young Girls of Rockford. Forever Young is a family-friendly series, and this spring, the series celebrates 100 years of Charlie Chaplin on screen with four feature-length programs of his short films. That's what's showing at the Ruth Sokolov Theater.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Joe, good show today.
Wasn't it good?
It's fun to end with Matt and Walter Shatley.
Walter Shatley. You can't just say Walter. You have to say Walter Shatley.
With an accent, huh?
Walter Shatley.
But I want to see Tarzan. That's,
I know.
That sounds like a good show.
And how accomplished is Matt Getschick?
Oh, my God. He's amazing.
Amazing. We're so lucky to have him.
Totally.
The
he's brought a lot
to
the
Rose.
Very
lucky to have him. Yeah. So he's terrific.
Totally. And then J.P. Hansen.
J.P. Hansen, the Bliss List. And what was it? Pink Slips and...
And Purple Slippers?
No.
No, what was it? What was
pink
it?
Pink Glass Slippers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, J.P.
Pink Slips and Glass Slippers.
I like
slippers.
Glass Slippers.
I'll say that
his
one more
first
time.
Novel.
Cover. Yeah.
It's
and
amazing.
He did it on a dare.
A dare.
Yeah,
oh,
I think
wow.
That's terrific. And Barb Malik. I love the title Soft Like
Soft
Steel.
Soft Like Steel.
Sounds like an incredible story.
Uh-huh.
And I'm
about
sure
her
many
grandma.
People can relate to that.
Uh-huh.
You know, the dysfunctionality of a family.
Absolutely.
It's everywhere in America.
Of course. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors, Film Streams, and OmahaFastFoods.com. You know, Film Streams has a few good movies that just came out. One is Belle.
Oh.
You know about this, she was a mixed race person around the Revolutionary War and raised in an aristocratic family. It looks awesome.
Oh, wonderful.
I can't remember the name of the woman who plays the main role. And then there's one called Ida, and it's about the Holocaust. This woman, after World War II, was a nun. She finds out that she's Jewish.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that interesting?
So it's just dealing with her conflict of...
Yeah, you know. Finding out that her whole family perished in the Holocaust.
Oh,
yeah.
That's too bad.
So, boy, two really good movies.
Yeah,
there.
I'll have
I'm
to
sure
go see
more.
Them.
Yeah.
Well, Karen, I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh,
I'll miss you.
Oh, we'll miss you, too. You're going to hit Minneapolis, huh?
I'm going to hit Minneapolis.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Well, we'll miss you. We'll have Peggy here next week, but... She's funny, but not like my Jode.
Oh, and that's all right. You know what? Peggy likes to come. You know, I know she likes to be here. Even
yeah,
if it's
so
in the
great.
Interim. So
yeah.
It's wonderful. Thank you, Peggy.
Yeah.
For filling in for me.
Sure. And we're having a show. Peggy's singing in Saturday night, June 14th at the JCC Auditorium again.
Same
and we'll have Peggy and I'm singing and Danny Denenberg, who's terrific, and Grace Podalis.
Oh, great.
So it's going to be an awesome show.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Magical Musical Moments.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, Saturday night, June 14th. And it's a fundraiser for visually impaired kids.
Perfect.
So.
All right. Saturday night, we'll be there.
Yeah,
along
Joe.
With the Roses, Tarzan. We'll be
that's right.
in the audience watching Tarzan.
And, you know, in 2 weeks when you're back, Marcia Kathistan.
Oh, is going to be here. Oh, we love Marcia.
Yeah, you know who she's always with? Sir Paul McCartney.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Videographer.
I think she was in China or somewhere. We'll have to ask her. I believe she was in somewhere in Asia
with
Pac.
With Paul?
Yes,
and
touring
no doubt.
With Paul.
He calls her on her cell phone.
Oh, well, as he should.
Marcia.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Isn't that great? So she tours with him just so that our listeners out there know she does all of the video, the audio
yes,
and video, correct?
Quite
for the
talented.
Video. Yeah,
the video.
She's incredible.
Incredible. And then also in a couple of weeks, Pat Hazel will be
oh,
here.
He's
a blast.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so funny.
He's
that's
really
great.
Good.
It'll be a great show.
Yeah, well, have a good week in Minneapolis,
thanks,
Joe.
And I'll
we'll
miss
you. You.
I will see you all in 2 weeks.
Yes, and we'll see everyone in 1 week next Saturday on It's the Beat. Thank you, Coyle.
There's nothing like a few weeks of decent weather to get you focused on your spring projects. How about like scheduling your spring carpet cleaning? Get this checked off your list quick by calling 402-933-1988. You're really going to feel a difference when these guys walk through the door because they don't use sticky, dirt-attracting shampoos and chemicals. They use their patented empowered water and hot water extraction method to clean and sanitize your carpets like nothing else can. So instead of practically no residue like some of the cleaners, Zero Res is no residue, period. That means no harsh chemical residue left under your feet, just carpeting that's clean, soft, and fresh. It stays clean longer, too. That's why more and more people call for the clean that only Zero Res can deliver. Call right now for the $12.90 coil special and have three rooms in your house pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized starting at just $129. It's 402-933-1988. 402-933-1988. Because your carpets aren't clean until it's Zero Res clean.
Rick Springfield. Eddie Money. The Little River Band. One night, one stage, June 6th at the Mid-America Center, Council Bluffs. Rick Springfield. Eddie Money. The Little River Band. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at Ticketmaster.com or the Mid-America Center box office.
A Mid-America Center concert event.
At Pod Archer Hyundai in Bellevue, we salute every man and woman that served this country. During our Memorial Day sale, veterans and active military get
double
the military rebates. Plus, shop our huge selection of new Hyundais, all with
double
the factory rebates. Double rebates means double savings, up to $10,000 off select new Hyundais. Plus, get our exclusive double mileage warranty, 10 years, 200,000 miles, like a new 2014 Hyundai Elantra. Zero down and just $179 a month. The Elantra has a 5-star safety rating, and with up to 38 miles per gallon on the highway, the Elantra gives you more value for your money. Or how about the new 2014 Sonata? Up to 35 mpg on the highway and sale price to just zero down and $229 a month. 0% APR for 60 months is now available. Plus, get true zero down financing. Hurry into our huge Memorial Day sale. Veterans and active military get
double
the military rebates. Everyone wants double factory rebates in our double mileage warranty. 10 years, 200,000 miles. So when you think Hyundai, think Todd Archer Hyundai. Offer to finance and approved credit 36-month lease plus tax, title, and license. See dealer for details.
Saturday, May 31st.
The Mighty 1290 KOIL Omaha. Omaha's stimulating conversation. The Mighty 1290 Coil.
The Mighty 1290.